The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they will make you smile. They're fun. Terrific T does it. It's great. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. That's for sure. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use if we decide we want to. I guess we're going to have to make that decision. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Good question. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking all about the most important thing that there is, and that is living life as a Christian. It's one thing to say yes to Jesus, but your Christianity is a continual amount of saying yes to Jesus throughout your entire life and your entire journey here on this earth. So we're going to cover some of the materials that we think will be helpful. We'll be diving into the Word of God, doing Bible trivia. Of course, you'll have your opportunity to ask for a prayer request, maybe even share a praise report, whatever that might be. The way that you go about that is you simply call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. Comes right here to my $1.19 Chromebook, right here in front of me, david@hemustincrease.org. Speaking of which, we always encourage people to go to the website. It's a place where you can give. Please check out hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okie dokie, artichoke. So we'll get to Bible trivia in the next segment. We're going to be doing a little bit of teaching in the second section of the show, which is we really split it up into the first 30 minutes and then the next 60 minutes. In the next 60 minutes, we're going to be doing materials from the book of Ezra. And right here, we're going to be doing materials from Thessalonians. But before we do any of that, before we get into any of that, a couple things I got to tell you. Very cool testimonies, very cool things. But first, you got to give, you know, honor where honor is due, respect where respect is due. Stick the screwdriver in there where the screwdriver should be sticked when it's due. Here it is. It's my brother's birthday. Big shout out to my older brother, Billy. He's the one that actually led me to make a decision to accept, that's right, I said the word accept, Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He is plus 60. So let's just, how about we just say that? Plus 60. See, Billy, I didn't tell anybody you were 63. I just said you were plus 60. Okay? Wasn't that nice of me? Anyway, happy birthday. Happy birthday to my big brother, great brother. Really blessed, and him and I have really shared many spiritual growth moments, and I appreciate him and pray that the Lord gives him a blessed day, a blessed week, and a blessed year. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I must bring this up. It's really important. I went on Facebook yesterday and looked at my Facebook account for the He Must Increase Ministry, and I have not replied to anybody in like 4 months. I am so bad at this. So here's the thing I'm going to tell you. I'm just going to make this as super easy as I can. If at any point you think, man, I really do would like a prayer request. I really like to connect. I'd like to talk. Go to the website and do it through that, because I don't check the Facebook. I don't do a ton of other social media. There's some YouTube stuff. There's some Facebook stuff. I won't do Twitter. I just refuse to do any of that. But the bottom line is, it's a lot better if you do it off the website. If you send me an email or fill out a form, it'll get to me and nobody else will get that information. I'll be glad to get back to you with any questions or prayer requests, whether you want to keep them private or confidential. Then the last thing I'm going to wait to share, and that is I've asked you guys to pray for some of my good friends, Rob and Cindy. And Rob and Cindy are just – Rob's been one of my best friends for 30 years, so a long time. And I'm going to share with you something that happened. So they've been going through, and I've asked you guys to pray for them on and off, and they've been going through quite a bit. And in the next segment, I'm going to share this testimony with you. And I think when you hear it, you're going to go, oh, yeah, this is God. God is in control. Because that's the part that's cool. When we're doing stuff, to know if God is kind of like coordinating and control, when you're trying to do stuff and make plans and do the best you can on that, it's really important to have that, to have the Lord give you that affirmation. Wait till you hear this one. This one's the one of the ones that you'll hear and you'll go, oh boy, oh boy. Okay, all right. We have somebody calling in? Okay, let's go ahead and take that call. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Troy, how you doing, man?
Good, Troy. How you doing, brother?
All right. Hey, I hardly remember my mother's mother, but she always claimed to be a hard-shell Baptist. You don't hear that anymore, do you?
No, you don't hear hard-shell very often. No, you don't.
But back in my younger days, it was a lot of people hard-shell Baptist, you know. They believed that when Christ died on the cross for our sins, that took care of their sins too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of different theological strains. It's called soteriology. Soteriology is the study of salvation and how it applies. And so there's some people that think takes care of sins, takes care of their sins and family members' sins, takes care of sins of the whole world. There's all these different theories, but the bottom line is each person needs to say yes to Jesus, and that's the bottom line.
Well, let's say I went to her house and she said she cooked a cherry pie and she brought out a chocolate pie. Didn't she lie then? And that wouldn't that go against her?
Yeah, here's what I would say though. Ready? If you like chocolate more than cherry, it might not be a disappointment.
That's what I would say.
That's right. But everybody, we're walking it the best we can, but nobody was perfect and nobody is perfect except for Jesus and the perfection he pours upon us, even though we're becoming more and more like him each and every trial, each and every step we take.
Yeah, but wouldn't that make her backslidden if she was to tell me that, you know?
I don't think I'd go that far, because it could have been, oh, it was a mistake.
She can make a mistake. She want to cook it.
That's a good question, Troy. That's funny,
right,
Troy.
One more thing, I'll let you go.
Okay, fire away.
I want to let your people know listening to you that Israel is about 200 miles long, about 45 miles wide, It's the ocean on one side of them, and it's a bunch of crooks on the other side of them.
Yeah, they need prayer. They need peace in that area for sure. Israel will be, God will protect Israel, but they need peace in that situation because it is beyond the scope of man to bring it to a close. That's for sure.
Yeah, but everybody's blaming Israel.
Well, of course
they
do.
Notify the people when they're going to do something over there, like bomb something and say, get out of the building and give you an hour.
Well, these other people
just launch them missiles over there and hope they hit whatever they hit, you know what I mean?
Well, blaming Israel's been going on for not even since 1948. Blaming Israel has been going on, as we'll talk about today, all the way back to the book in Ezra and even prior into in Exodus. People have been blaming Israel for a long time. It's very important for people to remember that Jerusalem is the apple of God's eye. So it's be very careful. I'd be very careful before I'd be cutting down something that God says he appreciates. I'd be really,
well,
very careful.
Israel was supposed to be, their boundary is supposed to be from one end to the...
Yeah.
Well, up to Turkey somewhere in that area.
Yeah, well, we definitely...
The land's supposed to be up in that area, too.
We definitely need to pray.
Frates River.
And as soon as I hang up with you, in fact, I think we'll do a prayer just covering that whole thing. That's probably a good idea, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you, man.
All right, God bless you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, let's do that. Let's pray for Israel and then we'll just and for the peace in the whole area. You don't want anybody getting hurt. I mean, that's not the goal. The goal as Christians is not for anybody to get annihilated or wiped out. The goal is to bring the calm and to let the lion be able to lay down with the lamb kind of mentality. So let's pray that first real quickly. Father, we come before you right now, and we know it's beyond our scope. It's beyond the scope of the people that are probably trying to even broker some kind of peace. But we do ask you to bring your peace, your kingdom peace, upon this situation, upon Israel, upon the people that are opposed to Israel, that there would be a simmering and a reduction and a removal of this hatred that they have, and that there would be a calm and a peace and a grace and a mercy granted. We're going to keep praying for the peace of Israel, Lord, and we ask you to bring peace in the entire area so that people can thrive and learn that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, because that is the key. Father, we thank you for it and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The word gospel means good news. Now, that's fun. That's funny in the sense that when people think of God, they always think of judgment and wrath. But the fact of the matter is God even creating us gives us a sense of understanding that there is a commitment, a love, a connection to us. And that is, get ready, good. That's a good thing. So if you take a look around, right? Just take a little look around. If you watch television, listen to the radio, like us, search the internet, get on Facebook, read magazines. The one thing that you're going to notice that there is very little gospel or good news in the world. You want to know why? One, good news doesn't sell. So let's just be honest, right? If you've been in media for any length of time, you know if it bleeds, it leads. That's the mindset. And it has to do with money. It has to do with power. So that power, that money, that influence, which actually has a demonic origin, but that all is connected towards not good news. Because not good news means that you'll be paying attention because there's so much going on. In fact, there's a fear, a terror, an anxiety, a doubt, even a doom that's within the world. And here's the kicker. If you are personally experiencing these diseases in your life, it's likely that you and I are allowing foul influences of the world to affect us. But Jesus brought a different slant on life. In John 14:27, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives." Well, why not as the world gives? Because everything the world gives is a lie. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." When we live our lives more freely from trouble, it means that we're walking more closely with the King of Kings. He wants us to be free from fear and trouble in the worldly sense. So the question is, how is our heart doing? How are we doing on the inside? Are we free or are we in bondages? Because remember, Jesus did come to set the captives free, right? In Psalm 112, verse 7, King David writes, "He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord." We need to be free from troubled and fearful hearts. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I am getting ready to give you the very first trivia question. Will not be all that difficult, but I will just say these all have to do in some way, shape, or form with a cloud. With a cloud, or clouds, plural. Okay. What two long dead men, which means they've been dead a long time. What two were with Jesus when a shining cloud covered them? What two guys were with Jesus and they had, died, but what two guys were there with Jesus, okay? And they got Joy Ann and Cordelia nailing it before I even finish the question. That's pretty fast. If you think you know the answer, you are welcome to call in 972-445-0770. Or you can text in 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. What two long dead, in other words, they've been passed on for many, many years, were with Jesus when a shining cloud covered them? Classic question. If you call in, you'll find there's an interesting follow-up to that whole process. Okay, that's that. Now we're going to do DNA. So we're just trying to pull it all together. DNA, we've talked about this before. That's our building blocks. That's what we're made of. That's how we face each and every day. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. So daily means, get ready. Get ready. For those that don't know what daily means, it means daily. That's what it means. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, no matter what the world tries to do to get you to compromise the gospel or the words of Jesus Christ or the words that God has written. Remember, God created the universe. The dude can write a book. So, yeah, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve, which means that you're honoring God and loving God, and you're honoring and loving the people you're connecting to. You're trying to be a conduit for the Lord to bless people, to love people. That's the way you go about it. The DNA. Okay? All right. Again, I'll give the trivia question. Which two people who had passed on long ago were on a mountain with Jesus when a shining cloud covered them? Let's see if you guys know the answer to that. If you do know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770 or you can text in 214-210-8483. Let me share this story with you, and it's a pretty good story, so we might not even get to Thessalonians. We'll just see how it all goes. We'll just kind of play it by ear. But I have very good friends, Rob and Cindy. Rob has been a friend of mine for 30 years. So Rob and Cindy, they've helped us, helped Noel and I in ministry. We've done work together. I've known them, like I said, for a long time. Our kids know each other. It's one of those kind of things. So they have felt that the Lord, they have believed and they have pursued and they have fasted and they have prayed and they have sought God, that they believed that it was time for them to leave California. So initially, what I'm telling them is what anybody would tell them who's living in Texas. You should come here. It's great. So they're like, oh, yeah, sure. But as the Lord is leading and guiding them, they're getting this sense that they're supposed to go. Now, get this. Now, this is from California. These are California people all their lives, California, right? They believe that the Lord's leading them to Idaho. So wait. So I've been praying with them, and we've been talking back and forth, and this has gone on for a long time, like a year plus, maybe a year and a half plus in regards to what the location is. They know that the Lord's been calling them out for a long time. So finally, they pulled the trigger, and they sold their home, put their stuff together. They've got their other kids that are going to join them in about 10 days or 2 weeks. They drive out to Idaho. Now listen to this. They drive it to Idaho. They get there on Friday. Long drive, long process, right? Okay. We'll just follow this. It'll just blow your mind. They get to Idaho. They get to the place that they believe the Lord had opened up. They'd already gone through a ton of warfare. We've been praying for them. The audience has been praying for them. They decide they're going to go to church because they've already got there and they're very committed to following what the Lord has in mind. They go to a church. They select a church. You ready? The pastor of the church that they went to in Idaho. Just listen. 30 years later, do you follow that? How long? 30 years later, is the same pastor that they went to church at in California where they both got saved. It's like, what? So the pastor that was pastoring the church where they both made a decision to follow Jesus is now pastoring the church that they went to visit in Idaho 30 years later. It's just like, okay. And so he texts me, right? I mean, you can't, how could you be more excited, right? And I'm just like, write it down, write it down. Those are the kind of things you write down. 30 years later, it's the church or the pastor and let him, it's the same pastor. It's like, what? Don't you get it? It's unbelievable. God knows our steps ahead of time. Just listen. You and I, we try to work it as we try to manipulate the Lord, and we just think if the Lord is doing it, it's going to be super smooth and super easy, and there's not going to be any problems. That is absolutely not the case. The disciples were perfectly in the will of God following Jesus, and they went through all kinds of trouble. And then Jesus was perfectly in the will of the Father, and he suffered crucifixion. And besides that, just being honest, before crucifixion, before the process where he gave his life over, okay, he was rejected by his own, and he was their creator. So he went through, it was not like one big, you know, cherry pie like your choice, but it was a tough time. And sometimes when you're going through the process to get to where God wants you to get to, it's a tough journey. It's a wilderness journey. It's a fight to get there. But when you get to the promised land, what you know is that God is there ahead of you, preparing for you. Now, the reason that I bring this up is not to elevate Rob and Cindy, and it's not to elevate our prayers for them, because they have people praying for them all over the country. It's to elevate Jesus Christ, who loves us so much that he knows where we're going. He goes there ahead of us and protects and guides and directs. And it doesn't mean as you're going along the journey, you don't get wounded from time to time. But those wounds are nothing compared to the glory that God has prepared. And I'm telling you, as a Christian who's been a Christian for a long time, I mean, the first decision that I made, that my brother and I made, it's his birthday, in following Jesus Christ, after we started to really understand what this commitment involved, is we made the decision, you know, to share that with our family, and they ostracized us, and they were so mad at us, and they didn't like us, and they sat shiva for us. They thought we were dead. They considered us traitors. And it's like, wow, you become a Christian, you go through all that stuff, and that's nothing. It's like it's but a thought compared to the glory that God has brought us to and through, and having the opportunity, I mean, just amazing opportunities to minister to people and to engage with God. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. The little bit that you got to go through, the little tough time you're going through, the various trials we go through are taking us to a place that God has designed for us that is far superior. So far superior, it can't even be compared to the toughness to get there. It's so superior, that which God has in mind for you and I, that it's not even worthy to compare the trials it took to get there. That's how great God is. The promised land is not just a land for those that first entered it, but for their children and their children's children and their children's children's children. And it's an ongoing process of blessing. And it's phenomenal. And we ought to be a little more aware, a little more in tune, that even though we go through really difficult times and really difficult moments, I was reading Psalm 69 today. And if you read Psalm 69, you find out David's like, yeah, I feel like the waters are up to my neck, and I feel like I'm about to drown, and my feet are in the mud. But Lord, I'm going to thank you and praise you, because that's better than the sacrifices of bulls. That's better than the other kinds of sacrifices. And and all of his affirmation was that God was going to deliver him from his circumstance. So he offered up the sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise, even while his feet were in the mud and the water was up to his neck. Just read Psalm 69. You'll see it. And that's how we ought to be. We ought to be like that, with that mindset. So all the stuff that Rob and Cindy went through, and the reason I can't share all of it is because I know all of it, and it was a lot of tough stuff they went through. They had their finances attacked, everything going on. They land there, and it's like God's going, yay, you're here. Okay, let's get to work. It's like the Lord went there before them. It's fantastic because it's God, the creator of the universe, that laid that out before them. You get that? That's why it's awesome. And so when it's tough, and it does get tough, and when it's hard, sometimes hard, get out of bed, depending on how old you are, don't forget that the land that you're going to, the place that God's bringing to you, is so far superior that the pain will seem like nothing in comparison to the grace and the glory that's going to follow. Okay? All right. In regards to the trivia question, so we'll do Thessalonians tomorrow. In regards to the trivia question, what two long dead men were with Jesus when a shining cloud covered them? Of course, that's going to be Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses representing the law and Elijah representing the prophets. And then God the Father saying, this is my son, hear him. Giving him authority over all prior law and prophets. Isn't that wonderful? It's just like God is like, how do you weave it all? It's so amazing. Anyway, what a blessing. And thank you for praying for Robinson. And keep praying for them, because now the work begins. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, top of the hour, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be false.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit, because after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Here's what I want you to get. Here's what I want you to understand. Bad news does not necessitate that there is nowhere else to go except to weep. In Psalm 112, verse 7, the scripture says, he will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. It's not pie in the sky to look at the situation and go, gosh, it's terrible, but I'm going to hold hope because hope is the only thing I have to move past it. If it never comes about, that's fine, but I'm going to live every day believing that there's a better tomorrow. When people think of that, they think, "Oh, Christianity, it's a crutch. It's the opiate of the people," is what Karl Marx said. It takes more guts, more strength, more determination in this day and age to be a Christian and to stand in your faith than it does to be any other thing that there is, because it's the Christians who are under persecution, and it's the people of faith that are getting slaughtered, and oh, by the way, throughout the world that's taking place.